losing power. Listen carefully. This signal is coming from your future. If you could hear me, spread the word. Planet Earth has replaced hell. Do you understand? We are the new hell. Stop this before it begins. Your only chance.
You have no choice. This is your destiny.
They're cutting into our signal. Keep listening. Don't let them win. Don't let them win!
This is the home of the damned. This is the after hell. Welcome home. Olin Productions brings you After Hell, original dark fantasy at the end of the world. Subject matter may not be suitable for all listeners. Listen at your own peril. Darkness has taken the world. Humanity has fallen. The horrors of the underworld breathe our air, tread our earth, consume our souls. Such a world would seem ideal for them. Thus begins our lesson. Take nothing for granted in the afterhell.
What was that?
Come on, he's here somewhere. Ha! Got you.
Oh, shit.
Leave me alone! God, please!
Thanks. Close, man. Real close. What took you so fucking long?
My apologies. I wasn't expecting guests.
What?
I wasn't... Who are you?
Name's Declan.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat?
My name is Declan! Declan the...
One moment. It's ridiculous.
What the fuck are you doing? Are you out of your... Shit!
Leave us!
That should keep them. For a short time, at least.
Whoa.
Indeed. Come, you must be tired. As you can see, this house is not what it was. I came here under the most unusual circumstances.
Me too. It's going around, believe me.
Just so. At any rate, you're welcome for now. I am Gergely Warpole. And you are?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Declan. Declan Mara.
Ah, the kitchen, such as it is.
It's okay. I'm not hungry or anything.
Comfort is never amiss. Your chair?
Sure. What are you looking at?
Well, it seems your mascara has run.
Eyeliner.
Of course. So, in vogue once again, is it?
I'm not into all those fashion magazines. Ask Shauna if she doesn't kill you first.
Eh?
Shauna, the bitch leading the mob out there. Just when you think you got somebody figured.
You know her.
I know all of them. They used to be my best buds out there. The coolest, darkest bunch of goth puckers around. What?
You don't look like a fizzy goth.
Nah, goth punk. You know, Morning Glory and also the trees. You don't get it, do you?
No.
Okay. It's a lifestyle. A look and an attitude. We thought the world was going to hell. We, you know, embraced it.
And you are supposed to be a prime example.
Yeah, what do you mean, supposed to be?
You call yourself a goth. Let me tell you, young man, I knew the goths. The people who sacked Rome. A Visigoth was once a friend of mine. You, sir, are no goth.
Hey!
You darken my door and disturb what little sleep I've had for the last 11 weeks. You come here with your tattered black clothes, your third-rate mascara, with your atrocious music and your horrific manners, and you think that makes you an authority on damnation?
Well, yeah.
You know better than that, surely.
We do now, Gurgi.
Gurgeyi. It's Hungarian.
Spell it out.
G-E-R-G-E-L-Y.
Gurgly.
No. Well, that settles it.
Settled what?
That you're a lout.
What makes you such a damn expert?
I've seen the world, boy. Old and new. Living and dead. I'm a vampire.
Blood fetish. Big deal.
You don't understand. I was born in Hungary over 400 years ago, during the reign of Leopold I. Made undead when I was 21.
We used to play vampire, too. Kinky fun, yeah, but I gotta tell you, I don't do guys.
You insolent pup. I've had enough with your wretched company. Leave and never return.
I can't. Sean and the others, they're out there. You saw.
And what can they do? Bite your neck.
They'll eat me.
Eat you? Your friends are cannibals? Why?
Have you been living under a rock? The end of the world. What you call it? Apocalypse has happened.
If I had a foreign for every time
whole cities are gone, ripped apart or burned down. Everyone's looking for a place to hide. Or food. We're running out. Starving to death.
What is it now?
Declan! We know you're in there, Declan. I don't know how you're doing it, but you can't keep us out forever. Come out now or else you'll be awake for the whole thing, you understand? Come out now!
Your old friends?
Yeah. It's them. They want my blood, all right, but not for kicks anymore. They're practically real vampires, too, Gurgly. What the? Oh, God.
I should kill you and be done with it.
Sure. Go ahead. Why don't you?
I need your help.
What?
I must get out of this prison. Much of my power has already left me.
Felt like it had plenty a minute ago.
Something about this place drives away the sun. I thought it was some kind of spell. But I assure you, the world's delirium has been no friend to me either.
I thought vampires didn't like the sun.
I'm a creature of the night, yes. That leaves me with the day, and only then to rest. But the sun hasn't risen here for 11 weeks. I'm on the verge of exhaustion.
Can't you just... Wait. The field out there, that smell!
Yes. Garlic. Acres of it all around this house, on all sides. I cannot leave. A vampire living in a field of garlic. My enemies have a truly vicious sense of humor.
But I can't get rid of all the garlic out there. Not by myself.
You can drive?
Sure.
Good. Behind this house is a shed. There is a car inside. Drive us away from here, and I shall let you go unharmed.
Yeah. Okay. You got a deal. But what about...
We heard you. We know you're in there.
It's them.
Declan! Stop wasting our time, you pencil dick. Either open up or we tear the place down.
Do so at your own peril, woman.
Who's that? Declan?
The boy is here somewhere. You must deal with me now.
Whoever you are, you know what we're after by now. Give us Declan or we'll take him.
A civil tongue and I'll consider it.
You mean that?
Why not? I have no use for him.
Who does?
Perhaps we can reach an understanding. Keep your mob away from my house, and I will listen.
Okay. Let's talk. Face to face.
Then enter. If you wish.
Not bad, Gurkley. How'd you do it? Hypnosis?
I addressed her with respect and authority. With most women, that's all one ever needs.
You don't know this one.
Declan.
Shauna.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I see that you know each other.
Yeah, we used to go out together. That was before she turned into the psycho zombie queen.
I finally figured out what you were good for. A dork-faced meat byproduct.
Now. I asked for this meeting. I am Gergely Walpole.
Hi. Shauna Miroto.
I was taught to kiss a lady's hand, not to squeeze it. At least not at first.
Thank you.
Oh, barf.
Cork it, poser.
We won't accomplish anything in this manner.
Screw it. I'll be out in the hall.
Your horde is still outside?
Yeah. Don't trust me?
I would be a fool to trust you completely, would I not? You are resourceful, ambitious, and I see your hatred runs deep. The hurt must run even deeper.
Declan's not what I thought he was.
I can see why he was attracted to you, however. You're like a China doll, petite, dressed in midnight and lace.
I look like hell.
Careworn, but hardly damnation.
Something about you. I can't put my finger on it.
Is there now?
Yeah. It's like there's this... I don't hear your footsteps. When the gang was driven out, it was you, wasn't it?
Quite so.
You're not even human, are you?
If you wish.
Are you a vampire or a ghost or something?
Vampire, yes.
Cool! I knew it!
Not the reaction I expected.
Mr. Walpole, you said we should reach an understanding.
Of course.
You do have something I want. And I certainly don't have anything against you, so let's do this. We'll leave. We'll even let Declan go.
Excellent.
if you'll make me a vampire.
I tried to tell him.
My apologies. I'm somewhat fatigued.
You don't know what this means to me.
You must be joking. To be undead, first you must die. Death is more than a release from life. It is dark, empty. Are you prepared to die, little one?
Why the hell not? I never asked to be born in the first place. At least this way I'll come back the way I want. Deathless and beautiful.
Young lady, I am not a clinic.
I want the power and the knowledge.
Knowledge you can get anywhere, if you pay enough attention. And the power you seek comes with a price. Your immortal soul and blood.
Cool.
You find it glamorous, eh? To be consumed by your own hunger, driven to skullduggery. And that was before the world has changed. How much food is there in the wasteland, little one?
Don't say it like that.
I speak the truth. Reconsider.
No way. I know what I want. I've already drank blood and I'm fine. And I can't wait for all those powers.
You're not listening.
Damn it, I really want this. I can make it worth your while, can't I?
Oh, hell.
I'm not sure how old you really are, but being immortal gets lonely, I'll bet. Make me like you, Gergay.
Oh, God, another one.
Excuse me?
A moment, please. I won't be long.
Oh! Oaf! It serves you right!
Just looking out for myself. You weren't thinking about her offer, were you?
Don't be absurd. I'm only... That was the back door. Deceitful cow!
Just being resourceful. Come on in, kids. Soup's on.
Out, worms! Leave! Leave!
Block the door!
No time. Come.
Where are you going?
The cellar. We can barricade ourselves there.
No way. I saw Night of the Living Dead. Okay, I'm with you.
This way. Hurry. Lantern.
Here, you light it. I got the door.
Declan, Gergay, can you hear me?
Talk louder, babe. This is a really thick door.
Laugh it up, smartass. It makes you run out of air faster.
Ignore her. We have plenty of ventilation.
Okay, boys, listen up. I'm giving you half an hour, then the gang here will go in after you.
Can they hear us?
Only if we shout.
Okay. Let's see. Anything in here we can use?
Only gunny sacks and crates in here. The door is strong. At this level, the fuel in the lantern will last a long time now.
But we got no place left to run. We're trapped.
No more than before. Pull up a crate. Sit.
What? What the hell kind of vampire are you anyway?
A surviving one.
Not for long, smart guy, for either of us. What is all this crap anyway?
Please, quiet. I need rest.
What are these? They're all over the ceiling.
Oh.
What's with you?
Garlic, get it away.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, sure. I'm sorry, man. I guess you wouldn't have come down here if you knew.
Not so.
Really? Then why here?
I told you. Here, we... Hold them off. Rest. gather strength.
Man, you got more guts than I do.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, just forget it. Funny, these don't look like wine.
No, olive oil.
Garlic and olive oil. This ought to be Italy.
Oh, Italy. I wish it were. Cecilia. Her tan skin. Like ink in the moonlight. Ripe with the warmth of summer. I could taste the sun.
For a vampire, you like the sun an awful... Hot shit! I got it! A way out! I actually got an idea!
If it is about me flapping about like some rubber bat in those asinine
films... No, just
films.
Listen. Just listen. You gotta buy us more time. So give Shauna what she wants. Make her a vampire.
Oh, you are mad.
And what's your idea? You're so smart.
Madness it is, then.
Sick!
Hey?
Look, when the deadline comes, just do it, okay? And whatever you hear or smell down here, ignore it. Or try. Got it? Try not to notice.
Yes, yes, I agree. And what will you be doing?
No time, Gurgly. Got work to do. You rest up.
Okay, time's up, boys. You coming out, or are we coming in?
Very well. I shall come out. Come on, hurry up. Get your hands up.
Ah, good evening.
You okay?
As well as can be expected. Come. I want to put as much distance between me and that insolent...
Just a minute. I haven't heard the magic words yet. What about my offer?
Now, you wish to hear me concede defeat, do you?
And from a vampire, no less.
Very well. I agree to your demands. Come to me, and I shall make you my eternal bride.
Cut the Dracula crap. Let's do it.
Children, no sense of atmosphere.
Come on.
First, send the rabble away. We cannot have romance. At least we have privacy.
Go outside. Wait where I told you.
Good. Now I can concentrate.
Hold on. What about Declan?
Oh, what about him?
What happened to him?
Ah, yes. Well, he's dead. Yes, quite dead. I grew tired of him, you see?
But I thought I heard...
Come, let us begin.
Okay. Huh?
Come, little one.
What the hell's that?
Nothing, surely. Come, I grow impatient.
Sounded like it came from the basement. See?
One of your minions must have gone down there. They must wander off now and again, yes?
Well, yeah, but...
No more delays. Surrender to me. Are you doing?
Oh, God, don't stop. Don't stop. I've never had it this good, never. This is so... Oh, the blood on on your chin. It's making me so hot.
Yes, of course. To continue.
Oh, it's so nasty. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I warned you. This is your last chance. Once it is done, it cannot be undone.
No. No, I came this far already. Don't drop me, please.
The time has come for you to feed on my blood. Upon thy head, with my blood, I make the unholy mark. Eat, and thou shalt suffer. Drink, and thou shalt ache. Claim this taint, and this taint shall claim thee. Now drink! Drink! Drink!
Hey, Gurgly! Duck and cover!
Bastard! You'll suffer like never before!
Fresh garlic! Made it just for you! Now eat up, bitch!
No.
Stop! Put that away! Now! She's no threat to us now! Sleep well, my dear, if you can. This way, hurry!
Right behind you, Gurgly!
Gurgly! In there.
This is it? A goddamn pickup?
Here. Hurry.
One sec. Got one cocktail left.
Here's one for the road, asshole!
You're not getting me. You're not getting me.
Yeah! Run! Woo! Yeah! Hey, Gurgly, you hear me?
Yes, yes. How much fuel is there?
Full tank, reserves, and everything. We did it!
At last. I must confess, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'll bet. How you doing? What's the matter?
You will say I'm being foolish.
For what? Shauna?
She had strength. And passion. Perhaps more than I could readily account for.
I know. She's such a fake.
Yet I take no pleasure in my treachery. One truth has surpassed the horrors of this world. Trust is such a fragile thing.
She was gonna kill us, remember?
Oh, yes. And she used me at every opportunity. That was why I chose to betray her. Perhaps why we both did.
You'll be saying we're just as bad as her next.
No. But we are just as cruel.
Where do we go from here?
North, if we can divine it. The sun must rise somewhere, even if it's the damned Arctic. But warn me when you see the light on the horizon, yes?
You trust me?
Of course. Only a fool would let a vampire burn next to a full tank of gasoline.
You keep calling me a fool.
Dear God, you're right.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
What conclusion should we draw from this odd pair? that adversity makes for strange bedfellows, obviously. But loneliness makes strangers of us all. We give death lip service when in truth, being alone frightens us even more. Food for thought. Until next time. Just heard After Hell, Sleepless Days, written by Jamie Lawson and Joseph Medina. Featured in the cast are DJ Childs as Gergeya, David Loftus as Declan, Holly Neuenschwander as Shauna, and Sam A. Mowry as the narrator. Our director was Joseph Medina. Sound mixing and post-production by Doug Krebs at DIG Recording in Portland, Oregon. After Hell themes by Kurt Siffert. Music by Mark Rose. After Hell was produced by Jamie Lawson and Joseph Medina of Olean Productions, with special thanks to the Willamette Radio Workshop, now online at www.radiowork.com. For more on this program, go to www.afterhell.com.